Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Every year, right around Christmas, we try and get Price Chapel's Pastor Swinburne to come in and talk about their Christmas Eve service. As far as I can remember, this has been a tradition for Price Chapel, and the best thing about it is they want as many people there as they can. Anybody is welcome to come in. So we're going to talk about this, the times and everything, kind of the rundown of what you're going to get and everything, and we'll talk about that. Pastor Swinburne, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
You know, we talk about Christmas all year long, and it finally gets here, and then people really start digging into, you know, this is, and you hear it more this year because everybody's saying the way, you know, supply shortages and things are like that. let's talk about what Christmas is really about. You know,
yeah.
it's great to be able to get together with your family and those things, but you know, there's a deeper meaning to Christmas than just buying and receiving gifts, really.
Absolutely. We've been doing a series during Christmas at Price Chapel called Overcoming Anxiety, and we've been looking at the anxiety and fear and worry and stress in the Christmas story of Jesus coming and how the people in the story dealt with that. And we're going to continue and talk about that some on Christmas Eve of how does the good news of Jesus and his birth help us in overcoming some of that anxiety and fear and worry that we deal with in our world.
And we've definitely been dealing with that, it seems like, for the last 18 to 24 months.
Yes, at increased rates. Good news is, I think we're December 9th today. Carbon County just got down to the moderate level for transmission. So that's some good news.
That's a step in the right direction. Those numbers are coming down. And now last year, you had a service or you didn't have a service. It was a little different last year.
Yeah, no, last year we did do our two services in person, a little bit lower attendance in person than we did it online as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, this year we're back and doing two services, one at 4 and one at 6.
And we were talking just before we came in here, the 6 o'clock, the 4 o'clock won't be, but the 6 o'clock will be live streamed. Is that what you said?
Yeah, we're planning on live streaming the 6 o'clock, so you can watch it live on our YouTube or Facebook channels.
And if you haven't checked out when they do their live stream of their services, it's great because it's very convenient if you can't make it in, or there are still people out there that don't feel like getting out of the house and, and want to be safe, and that's fine. And so you can head on down and check it out on your YouTube, your Facebook pages. And so, once again, I was talking about the fact, this is, how many years have you done this now?
Oh, I don't personally know. Well, this is my 8th year at Price Chapel for Christmas, so I've been doing it that long. The church has been doing a Christmas Eve service for decades.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it's just really good to get everybody together. And when we say everybody, you mean everybody, don't you?
Yeah, everyone's welcome. Whether you normally attend Price Chapel or not, you're welcome. We have a lot of people who've made coming Christmas Eve a tradition for them, and they come on Christmas Eve. So everyone's welcome. You don't have to dress up in any particular fashion. It's just come as you are.
Come as you are. And that's the important thing. Just go is the most important thing about it all, really.
Yes.
And find out. So once again, you said, what kinds of things are you going to see or talk about when people go to this Christmas Eve service?
Yeah. So we'll sing traditional Christmas carols. We'll have a great band and some music I think you'll really enjoy. I'll be sharing a short Christmas message. We'll have a special little story for the kids and a gift for all the kids as well. And then we'll have some scripture readings and videos. And then we end with our traditional candle lighting, which is always just a really moving moment of silence and contemplation and worship together.
And we were also discussing before we came in, with it being a Friday this year, it might be a little bit different. You might have a few more people there than you usually do.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I think a Friday night event, always exciting.
So make sure you make the time to get to Price Chapel's Christmas Eve services. Once again, 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock there at the Price Chapel. What's the address? And if somebody has questions or anything, what do they need to do?
Yeah, we're 611 West Price River Drive, right behind Wendy's, right by National 9. You can visit pricechapel.org or just look for us on Instagram and Facebook.
All right, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds here to kind of just invite people out and get people to come on in and you know, get in this Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I hope you can join us 4 p.m. or 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Each service will be about 60 minutes in length, so not too long. Free gift for the kids. It's just a time to come and center ourselves around what really matters at Christmas.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. Pastor Swinburne, thank you so much for coming in today. Make sure you get out. It's the Price Chapel's Christmas Eve services, two different ones, one at 4, one at 6, and that's going to be on a Friday, so you never know. You might have to get there a little bit early, and you probably hope that as well.
I hope so.
As many people as you can get in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you once again for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.